My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Will China unwind their Australian trade tariffs? Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. A very good morning to you. When Prime Minister Anthony Albanese touches down in Beijing on Saturday, he will be the first Australian leader to visit China in 7 years. Why? Well, because the two countries have been at odds lately after a tense couple of years. In 2020, China imposed tariffs on a number of Australian commodities. It was previously the biggest importer of Australian wine, making a big impact on the growers and producers. Now, Beijing says it will review those tariffs. The BBC's Phil Mercer has more.
Australia, a land of contrast and diversity, of snowy mountains and tropical beaches, a new world wine country.
China was once Australia's biggest wine market until international politics intervened. Almost overnight, exporters were left high and dry. Nikki Palin is a winemaker from Melbourne.
I was one of the major exporters of wine to China, and it got to the point where I was exporting around 200 containers a year to China. That's 200,000 cases. So it was a substantial part of my business. Unfortunately, then when the trade dispute happened, that fell away to zero pretty much overnight.
There have been tensions between Australia and China over various geopolitical issues, including human rights and democracy in Hong Kong. But Canberra's call in 2020 for an inquiry into the origins of COVID-19 was a turning point. Massive tariffs were later imposed on Australian commodities.
Positive signs tonight, China's trade tariffs on Australian wine could soon be abolished.
Beijing is now reviewing its controversial duties, while in return, Canberra is suspending its action over the tariffs in the World Trade Organization. Australia's finance minister is Katie Gallagher.
There's going to be an expedited review of the duties by China. This is an important step forward.
Australia's Labor government, elected in May 2022, has taken a less confrontational approach to China. It seems to be working. Tariffs on other Australian commodities, including barley, have been lifted. Ben Lyons is from the University of Southern Queensland.
The sense that I get is that the relationship between the two countries is moving in a much more positive direction. It's a very positive move.
So too would be an end to Australia's wine tariffs hangover. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
Australian wine producers have been trying to sell to new markets to deal with a wine surplus. Lee McLean, he's the CEO of the Australian Grape and Wine Association, and he told me the industry needs to keep growing their export partners, even if China lifts these tariffs.
We've been working for a couple of years now with the government to try to find new export markets around the world, but that's a difficult task and it takes a lot of time. So there's no single market or collection of markets that can easily replace what we lost effectively overnight in China.
Do you think it's still important that Australia seeks more trading partners?
It's absolutely essential that we do that. We've seen some strong growth already in markets like Southeast Asia, and in the long term, we see a lot of potential in the Indian market.
That was Lee McLean, CEO of the Australian Grape and Wine Association. Now, let's do the numbers. BMW is bucking current declining trends in the car industry. It's managed to grow its profit margin on cars, mainly thanks to a strong demand for its electric vehicles. The Danish shipping line Maersk will cut 10,000 jobs, almost a tenth of its workforce, after its profits fell from $9 billion to just under $2 billion. And the UK's AI summit ended yesterday with a conversation between UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Elon Musk, where Musk shared a bold prediction. He says there might be a time when jobs aren't necessary because of the power of artificial intelligence. He called it the most disruptive force in history, but he also warned of humanoid robots that, in his words, could chase you anywhere and might turn against us. The power of the pink dollar. LGBTQ residents of the tiny and religiously conservative country of Malta benefit from progressive government policies such as equal marriage, and that's given its tourism industry a boost. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson reports from Malta.
Gold confetti cannons, check. Village People Tribute Act, check. All the stops were pulled out for Euro Pride, an annual pan-European LGBTQ celebration, which this year was held in Malta. Michael Owen is Vice President of Allied Rainbow Communities, which organises Euro Pride in Malta. We met as a huge stage on Malta's main island was being constructed for a free mega concert by US singer Christina Aguilera.
It's been 3 years in the making since we won the bid. Now it's manic.
Malta, as a country, is actually smaller than a lot of American cities, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Malta is a very small country. We have a population just over 500,000 people, but it's a place that's built for tourism.
And the tiny island is hoping the Euro Pride efforts will pay off. LGBT adults globally hold a combined buying power of approximately $4.7 trillion, according to investment company LGBT Capital. And even a tiny fraction of that could provide a huge lift for local businesses. Joseph Gallier owns Rosa Restaurant on Malta's sister island, Gozo.
Normally between 3 and 6 in the afternoon, everyone is settling between lunch and dinner, while today was bang, it's kept on going.
And as the afternoon turned into evening, the bars around Gozo's tiny town centre filled up with tourists like Dennis from Magdeburg in Germany.
Do you spend more than you usually would at Pride?
Yes, of course. More food, more for public transport, and definitely more for alcohol.
Local residents like Hans Friedrich are hoping that high-spending tourists will now have Malta on their radar.
I mean, it's wonderful to have lots of people, new people. I also think it fits into tourism strategy.
But an event like EuroPride isn't just about the cash. It's also about visibility, says Michael Owen, who we heard from earlier.
People are walking past. We're here next to the bus station. There's thousands of people pass through. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of it.
And free tickets to see a music legend perform in one of the city's most prominent public areas certainly makes EuroPride in Malta difficult to miss. I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today was Naomi Rainey. Our editor is Joe Critcher, and I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day. Happy Friday. And thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.